This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Your Insurance Connection. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm your host, Donald Marquez. On Your Insurance Connection, we talk about saving money on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, yes, and we talk about life insurance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My name is Donald Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, broadcasting at KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More, Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30. Welcome to my show. I've been on the air now almost 2 years right here at KUNV 91.5. I want to thank Dr. Ridley for this opportunity and also my engineer, Wes, for keeping the time here, and also the customers that has contacted me to listen to this program on Sunday mornings from 8 to 8:30 and came in and purchased home, auto, yes, and life insurance. You know, life insurance is one of my favorite subjects. Just the other day, I received some information in the mail. It says, congratulations, Donald Marquez. Your insurance benefits have been upgraded to level 5. Wow, a whole level 5. That's 100% higher than your new membership gets at the same cost. Think of what extra money it means to you and your loved ones. And if an accident strikes. See, that's the whole key. So I received this information in the mail from one of these motor clubs, okay? I'm not going to tell you which one, but you probably received the same information too. But you really need to look at this life insurance offer. It's travel accident, airline accident, travel accident, motor vehicle, motorcycle, common carrier, bicycle, or pedestrian accident. And including, they say, other accidents. But the biggest hook on this, the whole benefit of this policy, is a travel accident insurance policy, which most of you receive in the mail, not only from motor clubs, credit card companies, banks even, credit unions. Accidental-only insurance never pays out. And it's very rare when accidental-only policy pays out. 27 years in this business, 27 years in the insurance business, I've never known for an accidental-only policy to pay out. And who do they target? They target you, your seniors. The seniors out there from 70 and up, because you haven't bought any life insurance or real life insurance policy. But these offers that come in the mail look very attractive, okay? They look very attractive because you can get, close to $1 million worth of insurance for a little or nothing for 20 years. I mean, the offer is like too good to be true, and it's accidental only. But, you receive something in the mail, you say to yourself, I know one day I'm going to pass away and I haven't contacted Don Marquez to buy a life insurance policy. And all of a sudden this offer comes in the mail and they say they're upgrading you to level 5. I don't know what that means, but because I didn't buy level 1, 2, or 3, or 4. And why they want to upgrade me, that blows me away. But this is what you receive in the mail. Do not fall for this, because it's not going to be there if you pass away of natural causes. And 99.9% of all people listening to this program, and also 99.9% of people all over the planet Earth, will pass away of natural causes. So the likelihood of you passing away as a result of an accident is highly unlikely. Now, it does happen from time to time, especially with car, motorcycle, boat accidents, things like that does happen. But the likelihood it's going to happen is very, the odds are stacked against you that you'll pass away by way of an accident. This is why it's good to have a whole life policy, universal life, or term life insurance policy in place, because it'll also cover those natural causes. When you pass away of a heart attack, stroke, diabetes, kidney, liver, heart disease, the accidental life insurance policy is not going to pay. It's just not. And it's really sad when your family members, they go to the funeral home with accidental only life insurance policy and you pass away of natural causes. They're going to look at you and say, hey, you know what? This is not going to cover the cost of the services. And they said, why? My dad's been paying on this policy for years. And they'll tell you, well, this accidental only. Your dad passed away of natural causes. He had a heart attack. This happens every day, all day, all the time. Not only here in Vegas, but everywhere. And I'm trying to educate my listeners. It's a better way. It's a better way to get a life insurance policy. Now, when you retire from your career, after many years of service, they may offer you a policy that extends beyond, the workforce. Now, once you leave the workforce, then sometimes some of these employers will offer you extended insurance, but you're out of the group. They want to keep the group young. When you buy a group insurance through work, they want to keep the group young. As you age, you know, that creates more premiums for the group. So they completely separate you from the group. The group pays their rate while you're still working. Let's say you work at a casino or something like that, right? You work at a casino, large corporation, and they have their own life insurance, and it's three times your salary, which in most cases is still not enough life insurance. Because when you retire, that policy's gone. Or if they extend the policy to you out of the group, you're going to pay out of the group rates. And every year, or every 3 to 5 years, that rate will increase as you age. There's a better way. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. For more information, my contact phone number, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. Let's find a policy that will fit in your budget, something you can afford. It's really very easy, it's simple for me. The process is very simple, very easy. You come to my office, which is located on the corner of Sahara Rancho in the U.S. Bank Center, with an appointment. I work by appointment, 702-236-2624. I'll give my phone number out until the end of this conversation. And so if you didn't get it, I'll give it out some more during this broadcast. 702-236-2624. So let's break it down. When you come to see me, the first thing I want to know is what medications you're on. Of course, sometimes height and weight, it may be a factor. Of course, your age, your Social Security number. We need your Social Security number, because the life insurance companies is going to run a background check on you. There's nothing I can do with your Social Security number, but when I fill out your application, that information is forwarded to our underwriting team. They review your current medications you're taking. And don't think you don't qualify because you're taking medications. We just like to know the risk. Your body determines the rate. Your body determines the rate, your height, your weight, your age, whether you're a smoker or non-smoker, whether you have a history of diabetes, lupus, cancer. But don't, if you do have a history or currently have lupus, cancer, diabetes, you know, Alzheimer's, you know, arthritis, the list goes on and on, heart disease, kidney disease, COPD, I can still get your life insurance policy, a policy that will build cash value over time. But once you sit down, I'll go over your medications with you, show you your different options on the computer. This is why it's important to make an appointment, come in with your current policy, if you have one, and I'll read your policy to you so you can fully understand the most important part of the policy, to know what your policy is going to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That has to be important to you, because as you age, that policy could go up as far as the premium dollars and the face amount of the life insurance policy could decrease over time. You know, police officers, even postmen, I've looked at their life insurance policies once they retired, and you do have other options other than what your employer offers you. 702-236-2624. Let's say you just want a policy, a simple policy, a final expense life insurance policy to cover a cremation. Well, you know, most people come in to see me, they want a policy that covers cremation. That could be a $10,000 face amount life insurance policy. Now, up to $10,000 or even more, depending on the service. With that $10,000 whole life insurance policy, it does have a column for where the years of you pay into the policy. It has a column, the death benefit. It also has a column called the cash value column. Every time you make a premium payment over time, it shows you how your cash value accumulates over time. That way, if there's an emergency and you need some money, you do have other options to borrow money from your life insurance policy. If it's a whole life policy and an accumulating cash value, term does not have a cash value. Keep that in mind. Term does not have a cash value. Now, with the whole life policy, again, you have the years you pay into the policy, the death benefit, the cash value, and you can see your cash value growing over time. Now, a lot of whole life policies have the reduced paid up. What does that mean? When you pay, and I've heard people say this to me, well, you know, I paid into my policy for so many years, I could have saved that money. And most people don't save the money. I'm going to tell you that. They just don't, because things come up. A life insurance policy is a savings account. It's an asset. But the reduced pay it up, if you paid into your policy, let's say if you paid into it for 10 years, 20 years, and you say to yourself, well, I don't want to pay on it anymore. I want the policy now to have the benefit there, but I don't want to make any more payments. This is why you have the reduced paid up insurance. You may not need the full face amount of the policy. You can have the policy reduced down to a certain dollar amount. You have insurance for the rest of your life, no payments. Let me say that again. When you use the reduced paid up portion of your life insurance policy, the face amount is reduced to a certain dollar amount. Depending on your years you've paid into the policy, you have that insurance for the rest of your life, no more payments. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, 702-236-2624. Located on the corner of Sahara Rancho in the U.S. Bank Center, located on the 8th floor. I'm here for you. The extended term insurance, it shows you the days and the years. We're talking about a whole life policy, and we're talking about the index page of the policy. Follow along with me. You can take your own life insurance policy out and look at it, review it. You should look at it and review it to tell you where is your policy going to be 5-10 years from now, how much cash value you have accumulated, or if your policy is going to end when you turn 75 or even 80. A lot of policies will end when you turn 75 and 80. When I write a life insurance policy, I'm writing it for the long term so you won't outlive it, or in some cases, we do write term insurance at Your Insurance Connection. The extended term policy of the policy means that if you're out of work and you don't want your policy to lapse, you contact the insurance company and you utilize the extended term insurance. The extended term insurance means that your policy will be paid. They'll pull money from your cash value to keep the policy from lapsing. You know, you're out of work. And this is really good with the construction workers, because, you know, sometimes as a construction worker, you're in and out of work. Or if you're an entrepreneur and you have those months, the up and down months where, you know, for the first 6 months is great. And now, you know, it's seasonal. Your products and services, what you offer, could be seasonal. And now you may be out of work for the next 3 months. But using the extended term insurance, you know, on your whole life policy, the policy would pay for itself, depending on how many years you paid into the policy. Now, here's an example. I'm looking at an illustration right now. The $10,000 face amount, the cash value is there, and the extended term in the fifth year, if you can't afford to make the payments, the policy will pay for itself for 8 years and 136 days. This is information, news you can use. My name is Don Marquez, 702-236-2624. When you buy a policy in the mail, no one comes to your house and go over this information with you. The insurance companies have insurance agents for a reason. We're their voice. We're their information. We tell you exactly what you paid for. We go over the policies with you so you get a full understanding of what's available to you and your family in time of need. Or when that day comes, and it comes for all of us, your family members know exactly what you have. And once you take out a life insurance policy, do not let it lapse. Keep the policy. This is your safeguard for when that day comes. And we never know what day that day may be for all of us. I mean, I get a little emotional when I talk about it, because as an insurance professional for many years in this business, I've witnessed when people come to me after the fact. They said, you know, I had a policy and I let it lapse. And Unfortunately, you know, I need life insurance, but my health has changed. Or here's another one. Family members come to me and they said, well, you know, we're signing up the family because we lost too many family members with no life insurance, and we're not going to continue this cycle of debt because it creates cycle of debt. It does create debt. So you have this cycle from one generation to the next. You're creating debt instead of generational wealth. Now, on the flip side of that, a life insurance policy can create generational wealth or prevent you from going into debt. In the United States, the average person that passes away, $60,000 in debt they leave behind. That's a lot of money. To close out one estate is $60,000. Let's say it's even $30,000, but that could be absorbed right away. A funeral costing $20,000. You have $10,000 left on a $30,000 estate, right? So the funeral is going to cost you $20,000, and there's still $30,000 there, you know, of debt. Or let's say your person close them out is $30,000. The funeral is going to take up 2/3 of that, and a $20,000 funeral. Keep this in mind. You know, it is important to go over your policy to make sure that you understand it. If you don't understand it, I offer no obligation reviews to review your life insurance policy. 702-236-2624. My name is Donald Marquez. I'm a licensed insurance broker. I love what I do. I do because I get to meet people like yourself. They come into my office and, you know, sometimes we chop it up a little bit, especially if you're from Las Vegas or you've been here for a long time. I was born and raised in Las Vegas. And, you know, I could tell you when Vegas didn't look like Vegas does today. everybody knew everyone. Small town, only 7 high schools. I guess to give you an idea, if you just moved to Vegas, and I know sometimes you get insurance shock when it comes to buying car insurance for the state of Nevada. You're like, I don't know why people think when you come to Vegas, your car insurance is going to be a lot less from some midtown in Idaho that you came from, population 300 people, and you in the middle of nowhere in Idaho, and you have this idea that Nevada insurance, especially Southern Nevada insurance, is going to be less than where you came from. No, not in most cases. And I represent multiple car insurance companies, and our rates are what they are. Every city has a something, that's our something. Unfortunately, that's our something. But I'll take that any day over the earthquakes, volcanoes erupting, snow, rain all the time. I'll take the car insurance because I love our weather in Las Vegas, Nevada. Enjoy this weather. Go outside or go to the lake. The lake is nice this time of the year. It's not too hot. Went out to the lake last Sunday. Enjoyed myself. It was just a perfect day. Stayed there well into the evening. And it was just a really nice day to be on the lake. But get out, enjoy Vegas. Sometimes watching too much television, it hypnotizes you. You know, after so many hours of television, I have to walk away from the television, turn it off, read a book, or read a magazine, do something different. But this is good information for you to carry on with and talk to your family members about who is the beneficiary of your life insurance policy. I cannot stress that enough. I'm going to give you prime examples. If you got a divorce and your spouse is primary on your life insurance policy. Now, you pass away, that person's still living, their ex is still living, you know, the ex receives all the benefits or some of the benefits or the majority of the benefits. Now, that may not be your intention, but you did not do an insurance review. In other words, you didn't review your policy to get an update. Once you get an update on your policy, you know exactly where you are with your life insurance. You know, this money that you spend on life insurance each month is really affordable. If you go to the coffee shops and buy a $5 cup of coffee, I don't understand the language in some of these coffee houses. Give me a large. I said, oh, you can't say that. You got to say it differently. Or give me, and they say a tall, a latte, and I mean, a venti. What is all that? What happened to small, medium, large, you know? Small, medium, large. I understand that language. I don't understand the whip and the dip and the splash. I just give me a cup of coffee. Let me get out of here. But the cup of coffee costs you almost $5. You know, But at $5 a day, 5 days a week, that's $25 a week. That's $100 a month you spend on coffee, where you can simply just get a coffee machine at your house, coffee beans, grind them up, drink your coffee at a lot less cost. And not only to go to the coffee shops, but the gas it takes. You got to stand in line. Everything that they have at the coffee shop, you can get at the grocery store. They have your own brew in the morning, so you can sit back, relax, and you're saving money. Now, to offset, you know, you going to the coffee shops every day, a life insurance policy, if you can spend $100 a month on coffee, you definitely can spend money on a life insurance policy. Keep it in mind, because your family's going to need this protection. Going to that coffee house every day, and when you do pass away, that's not going to benefit your family. But it's not how much money you make, it's what you do with the money you do make. You know, you can make some slight adjustments. Well, instead of going to the coffee house, because that's one of the things I do enjoy, I can go to the coffee house maybe 2 days a week instead of 5 days a week, and then save some money on coffee. However, get myself a life insurance policy. I've talked to people, you know, I said, well, you know, the only thing I do is smoke cigarettes. That's my only pet peeve. I don't drink. I just smoke cigarettes. Well, that's fine. That don't make you a lot healthier than most of us, but you're smoking cigarettes. Where are my smokers? I get very few smokers calling me. And I know people listening to this program are probably smoking a cigarette right now, listening to the program with no life insurance. My name is Don Marquez. Let's do some changes this year. Let's change what we're used to doing. Let's, you know, walk away from what we're doing all the time, you know, and try something a little different. You know, make it possible for your family when that day comes to not to worry about how much money, you know, we have to come up with. Can we afford this? What are our alternatives? Not only the funeral itself, and the funeral costs and the cemetery costs is totally separate. This is what life insurance does for you. It is not going to replace your loved one, but it will absorb a lot of those costs that you will incur. Now, not only a funeral you got to pay for, but now you have a mortgage, you have rent, car payments, car insurance, food, utility bills, you know? I mean, and if you have young children, what about their education? You know, to take care of your young children. Or you have grandchildren you want to leave money to. There's so many things you can do with a life insurance policy that will benefit your loved ones. It won't replace you, but it'll definitely help your loved ones in a very difficult time. I had a gentleman call me. Unfortunately, he lost his wife a couple of weeks ago, and he had no idea what a life insurance policy was. She was paying on it. He said, my wife was paying on the policy. But I tore my house up looking for this life insurance policy. I have no idea what a policy is. What I advised him was to look at her checking account, look at her checking account statements. On a checking account statement, it'll tell you the life insurance company that's pulling the funds out each month for the policy. He found that information. Other than that, he was clueless. He found the information. I gave him the phone number to file a claim. Also, when you do file a claim for, you know, a life insurance policy, you may have the option. The life insurance company will send the money to you direct. And then you can be a cash buyer going into the funeral home, because when you do go into a funeral home and they use your life insurance policy, they're going to charge you an additional 10% on already the large amount of money they're going to charge you anyway for the service. Now they're going to charge you an additional 10% to get the money to take care of the service, because the funeral homes don't want to wait for the death certificate. They don't want to wait on it. They need to get paid right now before they bury you. Right. So what they do, they charge an additional fee because they go out to this third party lender to borrow the money to put your loved ones to rest or put you to rest. And this is what they do. Now, your loved one is stuck with an additional 10% on top of all the costs they have to pay. Now, that extra 10% can go toward your beneficiary to pay other bills. Maybe it's a car that's left behind that needs to be paid on. Definitely the car insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. Mortgage, renters, life goes on. Life goes on. You got to ask yourself the question, what is my family going to look like once I'm gone? Will they survive financially once I'm gone? You know, I know we're doing fine here, but I'm not going to be here forever. When that day comes for me, you know, how will they be financially? Or your spouse, if your spouse were to pass away, you know, what would your family look like without that additional income coming in? Without additional income coming in, you have to ask yourself the question, you know, am I doing right by my family? You know, you may have nice cars, nice clothes, go to all the, you know, the shows on the strip, but that means nothing once you're gone. You know, what your family wants to know is, okay, you lived a good life. What are you doing now? What are we doing here? He lived a good life. They lived a good life, but now they left all this debt for us. You know, that's not fair to them. One of the leading causes of bankruptcies today is because of the loss of a loved one. And if you have a spouse, you want to look at your spouse and you think about, okay, I don't have life insurance. I don't have any life insurance. If I pass away before she does, what is going to happen to her? You have to think about that. Or, you know, women, and I mostly see women, but majority of my clients are women. I can get 10 phone calls, eight of those 10 calls are women. They come in, they take care of business. I want to applaud the women. Thank you so much. But, you know, it could go either way. So if you get a life insurance policy on yourself, get one on your spouse too as well. You know, and it could be for the same face amount. We never know who is going to go first. Well, we all know one thing, we will go. But you got to ask yourself the question, you know, if that happens to me today, how would my family survive financially? You got to ask yourself that question. That's a very important question to ask yourself. And please think about this because, you know, families are devastated when you lose a loved one. If you can qualify for $1 million life insurance policy, why not? Why not? You know, if you ever inherited a life insurance policy as a result of a loved one passing away and you're the primary beneficiary, now you kind of get what I'm talking about. You know, although, again, it doesn't replace your loved one, but it does give you that financial satisfaction. You know, you're satisfied financially because you're not in dire straits to say, you know what, I need to sell a house. I need to sell the cars. I got to pay for this funeral. And how am I going to do all this? You know, families are devastated. You need the satisfaction to know that your family's going to be okay. You know, loss of income. That person, that empty chair sitting at the table, and then hear all the bills right in front of you, and you're trying to figure it all out. Now, what most people do is file bankruptcy. They file bankruptcy. Their credit is ruined. And sometimes filing bankruptcy has an effect on finding employment. All this goes into play when you lose a loved one. You want to be able to take care of your financial responsibilities while you're alive. I can help you through a process. It's very simple. 702-236-2624. My location is on the corner of Sahara Rancho in the U.S. Bank Center, 8th floor. I work by appointment, 702-236-2624. It is not that difficult. Filing expense, if you have a history of lupus, cancer, diabetes, especially diabetics. There's so many diabetics out there. I had no idea that many diabetics was out there. If you have diabetes and been turned down for life insurance, I can find a policy for you. I have a policy for you. If you're on blood thinners, I can get your life insurance policy. 702-236-2624. My name is Don Marquez. This is your Insurance Connection, broadcasting at KUNV 91.5. This is your Insurance Connection. I'm a licensed insurance professional right here in Southern Nevada and soon to be licensed in California. 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. My name is Don Marquez. We'll do this again next week. Until then, just keep it crispy.